With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Vilas County Board tabled a resolution calling for the resignation of Vilas County Judge Daniel Overby while an investigation into his conduct is underway. The resolution was the result of a newspaper article that detailed an affair between Overby and the Vilas County Clerk of Courts and its impact on courthouse operations. WXPR's Katie Thorson attended the recent board meeting.
A May 22nd article published by the Vilas County News Review detailed an affair between Vilas County Circuit Court Judge Daniel Overby and Clerk of Courts Beth Salto, both elected officials, and how it negatively impacted courthouse operations and staff. Details from the article were used to draft two resolutions calling for Overby and Salto to resign or be removed from their positions by the governor. According to Overby and Salto, the affair ended in summer 2023. Salto spoke during public comment asking the board to vote no on the resolution. She told board members she had shame and guilt from the affair and the impact it had on personal and professional relationships, but defended herself that it did not lead to disarray in her clerk of court's office.
You know me, you know my character, especially you, Mr. Repetto. I would not treat my own staff nor another office's staff with cruelty.
Many of the Vilas County board members said it's not the county board's place to call for her resignation, some saying there's not enough evidence to prove that her office is not performing its duties now nor during the affair.
I have heard nothing in terms of anyone coming to me and saying there's a problem in this office.
County Board Chair Jerry Burkett says he's heard from people who are uncomfortable being in the courthouse because of the situation.
I care when it affects the working environment of this courthouse.
The board voted 18-2 against the resolution regarding Salto. A letter from Overby, who was not able to attend the county board meeting due to his court schedule, was read aloud during the meeting. In the letter, he expressed shame and humiliation for the affair, but said it did not impact his ability to deliver justice, nor is the courthouse in disarray. In the letter, Overby said the State Judicial Commission is investigating. He asked the county board to hold off on its resolution until that investigation is complete. The board voted to table the resolution regarding Overby. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
WXPR emailed the Wisconsin Judicial Commission to get an update on the status of the investigation. The commission would not confirm or deny the investigation, stating, given the confidentiality of commission proceedings under state law, the commission does not comment on actual or potential complaints. Houses were destroyed, vehicles smashed, and even boats and docks were damaged in storms that tore through the Northwoods early Tuesday morning, hitting one spot in Lincoln County particularly hard. Andy Vanderwist is a lieutenant with the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office.
We first got notified of a weather situation out here on Navajo Trail, up off at Lake Nokomis, town of Bradley, about 1:20 in the morning. We didn't have a ton of calls as far as widespread damage throughout the county. Everything was more localized to small pockets, kind of like what this neighborhood was.
The night didn't go as planned for Tomahawk area residents Ray Marvin and his wife.
I think it was around 1 o'clock. My wife was screaming and I was sleeping soundly. And this storm come through. It's kind of a downburst. And I opened the bedroom door and I could watch the lightning strike through the ceiling, what used to be a ceiling.
Next door, Robert Jespin was in town visiting family when in the middle of the night, a loud thud rang out as a tree collapsed onto the cabin.
I don't want to hear it again, but it's terrible. And I got nothing but praise for the guys that come out here. Did a good job.
His brother-in-law had to get staples in his head at the hospital after colliding with a branch that came through the roof. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office says 5 or 6 structures were damaged in the storm. The National Weather Service will be reviewing the storm damage. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. A staff member at Wisconsin's youth prison in Lincoln County is in critical condition following a fight with an inmate. State Department of Corrections spokesperson Beth Hartke said the fight happened Monday evening at the Lincoln Hills Copper Lake Schools, the state's youth prison in Irma. Hartke said a 16-year-old inmate attacked a staff member in a residence hall and then assaulted another staff member. The first staff member was taken to a hospital and released. The second staff member hit their head on concrete and was in critical condition at a hospital Tuesday morning. Hartke did not identify the staff members. The inmate did not suffer any injuries that required medical treatment. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says supporters of former President Donald Trump submitted 16 more valid signatures than needed to force a recall election of Wisconsin's top elected Republican, depending on what district the recall should be held in. The commission will meet Thursday to vote on whether to order a recall election targeting Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. But the key question for the commission will be whether the signatures to force the recall needed to come from the district Voss was elected to represent in the 2022 election, or if they should have come from his district created under new maps in effect for the 2024 election. A Wisconsin judge is allowing disabled voters in the crucial swing state to vote electronically from home this fall. The Dane County judge issued a temporary injunction Tuesday that allows voters who self-certify that they cannot read or mark a paper ballot without assistance to request absentee ballots via email for the November presidential election. The voters argue they can cast those ballots using assisted software. They will still be required to mail the ballots back to local clerks. The injunction is part of a larger lawsuit advocates for disabled voters filed in April, contending many people with disabilities can't cast paper ballots without assistance, violating their rights to cast a secret ballot. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.